Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the so-called Heartbeat Protection Act. It bans abortion when electrical activity can be detected in embryos' heart cells, which is around 6 weeks, again, before most women know they're pregnant.
Yeah, overnight, basically, late last night, 10:30, something like that, after the House had approved this on a 70 to 40, I think that's right. There were 10 abstentions. I was kind of surprised by that, so many abstentions, including Representative Kimberly Davis, Daniels, who is one of these, like, she's a pro-life Democrat, okay? And typically on these bills, she at least speaks up in defense of them. And she's always, I like her because she's always kind of interesting what she's going to say. She did not vote on the bill, but it did pass the House of Representatives, and therefore it's gone through the Senate, gone through the House, and went to the desk of the governor, who I figured would do a ceremony today. You know, I anticipated a ceremony today. Instead, it was a very quick, brief, just, you know, 10 p.m. last night. Boom, zip. Here's the picture. Done. Over. On. And now it is not into law yet. And that's actually an important thing to understand, because even, and I think, you know, even the 15-week, I think, is not into law, because both of them were pending the review by the Florida State Supreme Court that you would have the privacy clause in the Constitution that was passed decades ago. So the issue there is going to be whether the concept of privacy protects private medical decisions, which is, of course, how pro-choice or pro-abortion people style the choice to have an abortion or terminate a pregnancy as, whether it covers that or not. The reason you might think that it does cover that is because that's the concept that was used by the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, you know, for 49 years under the Roe v. Wade and the precedent set in Griswold v. Connecticut, and followed through in on Planned Parenthood versus Casey and Texas versus Lawrence and Obergefell versus Hodges, and, you know, on down the line of all of these different cases dealing with privacy rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution, but are viewed or were viewed by the court as kind of the underpinning of several other rights, a concept they call the privacy penumbra. It's non-enumerated, and there can be non-enumerated rights. I mean, the Constitution actually says that there are various rights not explicitly written here that are still important ones. Just that, you know, that was, this is maybe worth saying, because we don't have this conversation enough. I don't believe there is that kind of a right to privacy in the Constitution. I don't believe there's a right to abortion in the Constitution, certainly. Is there generally a recognition of personal privacy? Oh, sure. I mean, the right against search and seizure and all of that kind of, I mean, yes, and not to incriminate yourself. And there's, I know why the court made the kind of analysis that it did. But one thing that sometimes conservatives have said about this is, it doesn't say you have a right to privacy in the Constitution. Okay, true. But remember, the unenumerated rights concept is an important principle in constitutional analysis. You can, it doesn't say parental rights either, but we all believe you have parental rights granted by God. And you remember one of the arguments against the Bill of Rights, it's hard to think this was an argument because we're also kind of pro the Bill of Rights, but one of the arguments against the Bill of Rights in its original version was, no, be careful. If you specify these rights the people have, eventually people will get dumb and think they only have those rights. Even if we make an amendment in the Bill of Rights that says, no, this shall not be understood so or construed so as to deny or disparage other rights to the people, people will still forget that's there. So one of the early concerns about enumerating any rights in the Bill of Rights was the view that people would think that's an exhaustive list and that there are no others, and that is not true. So anyway, just when you're having this conversation, don't make the mistake if you're pro-life of saying, well, there's no right to privacy in the Constitution. Even if that's true, that has no bearing on the outcome of the conversation. So yeah, this is going to go into effect. There are exceptions built in for rape, for incest, and for human trafficking, which requires some kind of documentary evidence. There is also, in case you were wondering, there is a protection for the life of the mother and a couple of other clauses related to health and so forth that were in the original bill last year. Okay, so when you hear the reporting and it doesn't mention life of the mother, that's because that was already in the bill from last year. So that doesn't change, and the language actually extends that down to 6 weeks as would be appropriate. So the typical kinds of exemptions or exceptions that you talk about are actually in this bill, at least to some degree. That's been kind of all along that's been the case. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3. Again, nothing changes in the law until the Supreme Court issues its verdict about whether the privacy line in the Constitution, of Florida State Constitution, whether it protects abortion rights or not. That's a to be decided, right? 7:15 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing anything. Your usual areas of congestion, lights, school drop-offs, and really, that's it. It's brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. That's employing made easy. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, you're getting ready to buy that next vehicle? I strongly recommend you go to Frontier Motors. At least include them on the list. By the way, it's super easy because you go there and they've got all these different cars, 300 different cars, trucks all on the lot at one moment. You can compare and drive a bunch of them. But to me, what sells them is sort of what I didn't know when I actually bought a car. I mean, I got a good car, good deal. They had something nobody else had. Okay, that's all the reasons we bought. What sold me on them even more, in fact, after I started doing ads for them because of my good experience, is they called me 6 months and then a year later to make sure there was nothing wrong with the car. Who does that? I mean, like, as a used car place, who does that? You know, typically you figure, man, if I get out of a used car dealership, used car place with my skin intact, I'm doing okay. It's not like that there. They want to follow up because they don't just want to have you buy one car. They want you to buy this one and then trust them so much that you buy the next one, the next one, the next one. That's how they do business. It's a relationship, not a one-time, you know, exploit you kind of the way you feel when you go to a lot of these places. And I've had other people tell me the same thing, you know. They had an issue with the car and they took care of it. No problem. Because they want you to have that confidence in the quality of the merchandise. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's go straight to Dave Greenwood. He's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at this? We've had a pretty turbulent last week or two with beach conditions. What do we got coming up this weekend?
Well, surf's starting to drop right now. We have a red flag, but it looks like, you know, when the lifeguards come in at 9:30, we'll be changing it to yellow. So always exercise caution when you're swimming. If you're not comfortable in deep end of the pool, yellow flag, you should not go in the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Sometimes, you know, things connect in your brain, and obviously we've had a lot of issues in areas of the beaches that have been unguarded recently, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I would never take my family to a swimming pool like that didn't have lifeguards. You know, like you just always assume there's gonna be lifeguards at a pool, and then suddenly people get in a far more dangerous situation in the Gulf and think, eh, lifeguards, schmifeguards, you know. No. I mean, there's a reason we want you guys out there, right?
Well, I mean, you know, most people don't realize that lifeguards, when you see them sitting up in the tower, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting there. No, yeah. They're not just sitting there. They're serving and they're watching and they're receiving visual information. They're processing,
and they're available to respond to calls, obviously, if they come in, which is something they do all the time. So yeah, no, I mean, it's I understand that you think they're sitting there, but you know, sometimes sitting is the key part of the job. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is it had come up the question of, you know, how to enhance what we might do in terms of patrolling the beach. And the question had been raised on Jeff Bergosh's Coffee with the Commissioner about the use of drones as a form of expanding coverage for lifeguards. Is that something that would be useful? What's kind of your take on that?
Well, I mean, it's still in the developmental stage right now. That's new technology, and technology moves very quickly. And we'll see, you know, how that evolves into an active tool that we can use out here for water safety.
Okay, all right. I just didn't know if that was – it sounds like we're kind of waiting to see how it's going to play, which is fine. I understand that. Anything else you want us to know this weekend, Dave, as we get ready to go out to the beach?
Oh, use plenty of sunscreen. And, again, we'll have lifeguards. I'm happy to say we'll have all of our Gulfside beaches guarded in Pensacola, on Santa Rosa Island this weekend, and it looks to be a great weekend.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood, again, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thanks for the information and keeping us all safe. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
You too. All right. Now we've got a different Dave. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Dueling Dave's this segment, by the way. David, go ahead, sir.
A tech entrepreneur has been arrested for the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco. Police chief there, Bill Scott, announced Thursday Nina Momini was arrested on one charge of murder. He's being held without bail, expected to be arraigned today. Big fire at an Indiana recycling plant has now been fully extinguished. That began on Tuesday in Richmond. That's just about 70 miles east of Indianapolis, and released a lot of smoke that officials say was definitely toxic. They had an evacuation order for a couple thousand people in that area. The final two spots of the NBA postseason are up for grabs today. The Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, and the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like everything's running smoothly. General Chappie James Bridge not showing any issues at the 3 Mile Bridge. 98, again, accident-free. 90 not showing any problems. Looking clear in Milton, Bell Lane, Pace, Pea Ridge, I guess, technically. Sterling Way, Sanamid Road, and McLaught Road all clear as well. If you have a see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of hardware need, you need saws, drill bits, you know, safety gear, drywall, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware's got it, and they've got it in stock. Like, they won't have to order it. That's kind of their thing, is they can take care of you. And one of the things, you know, they've been around for a long time, right? 1851, the oldest business in the whole state of Florida. But they're the kind of place that people love to go to. Like, it becomes their favorite place. And a friend of mine was telling me that it's his favorite place to go shop. And he loves it in addition because it was his dad's favorite place to go shop and he would take him. And then it was his grandpa's favorite place to go shop and he would take his dad. And it's like this family tradition of bringing your boys down, or, you know, your girls down, and going shopping at the hardware store and seeing all the cool stuff that they have. Because it is, like, you're going to go and you're like, oh, well, I didn't expect that. Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, that's Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. I was talking just a minute ago about the with Dave Greenwood, and, you know, one of the things that I went down a whole rabbit hole because I didn't realize it, and it was fascinating, but Eric Gilmore Wednesday in the Coffee with the Commissioner made a comment that, did you know that if you get rescued from the Gulf, you're not allowed to go back in the Gulf for 24 hours? Now, Candy, you did know because?
Because I got stuck in the Gulf and somebody had to come rescue me. And the person that came out to get me also got rescued. He went to the hospital. Yeah, yeah. Wow. But yeah, you can't go in the Gulf for 24 hours. And it's funny, they said, you know, you want to do what the surfers do. And I went, well, I didn't see any. And they went, well. And it's like, you know, we almost died, right? I mean, they got smart aleck EMTs. But yeah, that's right. You're not allowed back in the Gulf. Oh, and please be careful and definitely obey the flags.
Yeah.
And so, exercise caution. Yellow doesn't mean, it's okay.
That's right. So I went looking at the Escambia County Ordinances, Section 7436, which is all the various rules and regulations about parks, parkways, beaches, playgrounds, piers, recreational areas, recreation centers, and the old Pensacola Bay Bridge, when we could use it. We'll have it again. That's the fishing pier, but we don't have it now. So they designate all of that as parks and recreational areas. And then there's all these rules about what you can do in the parks and recreational areas. And did you know, I'm going to kind of go through this list because I thought it was fascinating. When it comes to specifically taking commands from the beach, okay, reasonable commands from lifeguards or Escambia County sheriffs, and, you know, here are some of the things. You have to cease fishing when you're spear fishing or shark fishing too close to the bathers. I think bathers is a technical term for people in the water. Cease operating non-motorized boat or kayak too close to the bathers. Cease playing games or throwing or tossing objects or balls like baseballs, volleyballs, and footballs when the safety of others is endangered. Generally, it's okay, but if they tell you, you have to stop. To cease digging holes or tunnels in the sand to the extent that it endangers the safety of the persons digging or tunneling or the safety of others. Cease climbing on lifeguard towers. Cease jumping or diving off the Gulf Pier. You're not allowed to do that. Quiet Water Pier or any other public pier or structure. To refrain from entering the Gulf of Mexico during red flag or double red flag conditions. To refrain from entering the Gulf of Mexico or Santa Rosa Sound when, in the opinion of the Director of Public Safety, the Water Safety Supervisor, or the Senior Lifeguards of Escambia County, a person is impaired by alcohol or any other substance to the extent that entering the Gulf of Mexico or Santa Rosa Sound endangers that person or other persons. In other words, if you're drunk, you can't go in the Gulf. And they can tell you, you got to stay out. Why? Because you'll die. Because, I mean, that's the why. To refrain from entering the Gulf of Mexico and swimming around under the Gulf Pier during yellow flag, red flag, or double red flag conditions, or when anyone's fishing there. To refrain from re-entering the Gulf within 24 hours after being rescued. And to remove objects or structures like tents, which reasonably impair a lifeguard's ability to monitor the safety of the bathers or perform the duties of a lifeguard. Several of those I had never heard of before. Here's some additional rules about parks in Escambia County that you may not know. It is prohibited to drive, chip, or hit golf balls on any athletic field in any county park or recreational area except in designated golfing areas. It is prohibited to ride bicycles, tricycles, or any other non-motorized vehicle in any county park or recreational area except on designated biking paths. It is prohibited to picnic or lunch, or as Yogi would say, picnic, or lunch in a place other than an area designated for that purpose. You can't just open free-range picnic in parks in Escambia County, which, there's no designated place on the beach, so kind of interesting question. The use of glass containers of any type for food or drink is prohibited in any county park or recreational area, not just on the beach. Prohibited driver operate motor vehicles above 15 miles an hour. Can't catch or injure birds, squirrels, or wild animals. Unless they're poisonous reptiles, then it's fine. Can't deface the shrubs. Can't use firecrackers. Can't camp overnight. Can't have fires. Can't rent or lease athletic equipment. Can't drink alcohol. You cannot have alcohol in any park in Escambia County, except the Sandy Beach and also some other areas, but not west of the pier, by the way, or any other park in Escambia County. No alcohol. I was fascinated by all these rules, that most of which I'd never heard of before.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The 21-year-old Air National Guard member arrested for exposing the nation's classified intelligence secrets, set to appear in court in Boston today. Jack Teixeira, arrested yesterday, accused of using his top secret clearance to share documents in a chat room called Thug Shaker Central. New York Representative Richie Torres.
I'm just concerned about the security failures. You know, how could a 21-year-old National Guardsman so easily access and leak massive amounts of classified intelligence?
The Democrat on Fox's special report, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, signing the heartbeat bill into law, banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy in the state. DeSantis also declaring a state of emergency for Broward County after yesterday's deluge of rain. Fort Lauderdale Airport going to remain closed until at least 9 a.m. today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. It's News Radio 92.3. A pedestrian was hit and killed on Highway 98 in Navarre last night. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man was hit by a pickup truck while walking on the shoulder of the road. This crash happened about 11 o'clock last night. The man died at the scene. The Escambia County School Board is going to continue discussions on Warrington Middle School and the proposed charter agreement with Charter Schools USA today at their agenda meeting. At one point, it seemed like Warrington Middle School was destined to remain open as a charter school. However, some new demands sent to the district by Charter Schools USA now has that agreement in limbo again. And if an agreement isn't reached, could mean the school ends up closing. The PNJ reporting that a document the school board received Monday, Charter Schools USA wants a 30-year contract to run the facility, a 15-year contract with the school district, and they want to transition the school from a neighborhood-zoned middle school from grades 6 through 8 into a K through 10 open-choice school that would be open to any student in the county. That change would happen gradually over the course of several years. Florida Highway Patrol on the lookout for a reckless driver that they say caused a motorcyclist to suffer severe injuries yesterday.
The incident was reported at around 8 o'clock yesterday morning on State Road 87 near River Road. Troopers say two motorcyclists were riding when a white Chrysler New York was speeding and got way too close to them. One of the motorcyclists swerved into the outside lane while the other lost control in the median and flipped over. The car left the scene without stopping. If you have any information, you're asked to contact FHP.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford. Well, after several weeks of heated debate, Florida lawmakers sending that six-week abortion ban to Governor DeSantis for his signature.
No one belongs in that room but me, my husband, my God, and my doctor. Not, I love you all. Not one of you have a right to make a decision for me.
And yesterday, the House voted 70-40 to pass the measure. The Senate passed it last week. The legislation bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, unless it's to save a woman's life or in certain cases such as rape or incest. Pensacola man hit it big by playing the Florida Lotto. Earl Evans won $1 million. He opted for a lump sum payment of $795,000. He won on the $20 Gold Rush Limited scratch-off game. Bought his winning ticket at the Publix at Nine Mile Crossing on Beulah Road. Former President Donald Trump will be speaking today at the annual NRA convention. That's going to be held in Indianapolis this weekend. Also speaking today will be, or speaking at some point over the weekend, will be former Vice President Mike Pence. And Governor Ron DeSantis will deliver a video address at the convention. A bill banning or a bill making it easier to impose the death penalty getting closer to becoming law now. The House yesterday approved a bill allowing for the death penalty as long as 8 out of 12 jurors agree. It's SB 450. It passed the Senate last month. Now it's headed to the governor's desk, and the governor has previously said he would sign the bill. If he does, Florida will have the lowest threshold for the death penalty in the nation. It'll join Alabama as being the only two states that don't require a unanimous jury verdict for the death penalty. And there's also separate pending legislation that would put the death penalty on the table for people convicted of sexually assaulting children under the age of 12. 735, it's News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
Looks like an accident this morning. Now, this is Highway 98 in Lillian, and I am showing a roadblock. It is blocked southbound on Lillian and then eastbound, of course, on 98 near the Ace Hardware, to give you a landmark. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox, knocks them out. That's K-N-O-X. For a free pest or termite quote, you can reach out to Knox. Pest.com. Again, Knox, knocks them out. Their family serving your family since 1929. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a nice day today with a small chance of a stray shower, high near 77 degrees, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. For your weekend, we do have some showers and thunderstorms starting Saturday evening going through the overnight period. High on Saturday near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Well, we do have a beautiful morning right now. Sunshine, 64 in Pensacola. It's 66 in Gulf Breeze. Still a little bit chilly in Milton, though, 59 there. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The average long-term mortgage rate inched down for the fifth straight week. Positive news for potential home buyers in a real estate market that's been chilled by the Fed's series of interest rate hikes this past year. The rate on the 30-year fix ticked down to 6.27%. Amazon Web Services says it plans to get into the artificial intelligence ring. While Microsoft's ChatGPT and Google's Bard have stolen the show as of late, Amazon made sure to remind customers they've been using machine learning for 20 years. Amazon already uses AI in areas such as its delivery drones, its fulfillment center robots, and Alexa. AWS now says it wants customers to use generative AI in their businesses. NVIDIA's packing one of its mid-range chips for gamers with more artificial intelligence features to improve graphics. The new chip will cost $600, putting it near the middle of the company's range of graphics processing units. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event tomorrow from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway tomorrow and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Florida Blue invites you to spring into wellness this Saturday, 10 to 2 at your local Florida Blue Center on Airport and 9th Avenue. Enjoy spring giveaways while supplies last. Event is free and open to the public. You may still qualify for special enrollment if you've recently moved or gotten married or have a new job. An exclusive Florida Blue agent can tell you all the life events that qualify. Visit Florida Blue Center at 9th Avenue and Airport for more information.
Limit one gift per household while supplies last.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, and she joins us on Fridays at this time. Kate, welcome back to the show.
Hi. You just played the Bangles, and if you're a reader, Susanna Hoffs, the lead singer, just released her very first novel.
Oh.
And the reviews are really good on it. So if you're a reader, head over to Amazon for that.
Is it vampire fantasy fiction, or you know, like, what's the subject matter?
No.
Like you write?
Yeah, my stuff.
It's sitting on my desk, and I'm blanking on the title, and I'm like 10 feet away, and I can't read it.
Oh, no.
But I have it, so ask me Monday.
Okay, all right. The Bird Has Flown, is that the name of it?
Yes, that's the name of it.
See,
yes.
I can Google, too.
See? Perfect.
Oh, slow clap from Candy. All right, fair enough. So apparently Swifties are unhappy with Nick Cannon.
Well, Nick Cannon is teasing that Taylor Swift could potentially be his next baby mama, and they're having none of that. And I suspect Taylor's having none of that, too.
Now, you're not saying that Taylor Swift is more selective in sexual partners and potential parents for her children than Nick Cannon is, are you?
I feel like most of us are more selective than Nick Cannon.
I feel like the selectivity switch for him is set to zero. It's like, you know, just about anything will do. He was on a radio show or a podcast or something, and, you know, they asked him the question, and he says, oh, sure, I'd have a kid with her. Good Lord, man.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be like a hard pass for her. Pretty sure.
You know what's interesting to me about this is, her fans are saying, you know, keep your misogyny away from Taylor Swift. And I'm like, you know, there is something kind of weirdly, like, he's not saying, you know, I would consider dating her. She seems smart, funny, interesting. He's like, oh no, I'd totally knock her up. Like that's pretty backwards, you know, in terms of, I know a lot of people talk this way, and I'm sure I have in the past about all kinds of things. I'm just, that kind of conversation in public is pretty offensive, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? That is his approach to women in general.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just Tuesday for him. That's all. You know, that's his approach.
It's Tuesday. Here's another lady. All right. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson might actually be brothers. Is that true?
This is interesting because they're very close. Their kids call each other uncle, whoever. And they've joked that they're brothers, and they were on a trip somewhere when Matthew's mother let it slip that while she was divorcing his father for the second time, she met Woody's father, and she knew him really well, and they did some digging, and the math actually works to where his father was in the same place as his mother, and like, they counted back the 9 months, so, like, they're actually contemplating a DNA test because the math actually might really work. They really could be.
I'll pay for that DNA test.
That's so crazy. Oh my! I love the part where Matthew McConaughey tells the story and he's like, well, when my mom said it, you know, and she said, knew him, like, oh!
Yeah.
And, wow, okay, all right. So I guess to be determined by, you know, 23andMe, right? That's when we'll find out?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, all right. Matthew McConaughey says he's not running for governor for the best of possible reasons. I love his explanation.
I didn't see his explanation.
Oh, he said he wants to be with family. And at his age, and his kids are teenagers, and he doesn't want to distract from being a good dad to the teenagers. He's like, he feels like I'm hitting my stride with my kids right now.
You know what? Every move he makes, though, is with putting those kids first. I've noticed that. Everything is for the good of the family. And that's such a breath of fresh air in Hollywood in general. And,
yeah,
and it's how, you know, it's kind of supposed to be in real life, too. So, yeah, that does not surprise me at all. That's very much in step with every other thing that he decides for the family.
I love it. And you know, if he ever does run for office,
yeah,
I think he can say, you know, I have my priorities straight. Look at this. I mean, you know, honestly. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Is Arnold going to be going to jail because he filled a pothole? Like, what's going to happen with this story?
Well, here's the thing with this, though. He was governor for how long? Like, don't they kind of know how things work? And
oh, I would not assume that about somebody who's been any level of elected official. Me personally, I mean, maybe.
I guess you're right.
Maybe.
That was. I was being really ridiculous with that. You're right. You're absolutely right. But in his neighborhood, there was a pothole, and since the city of LA was all filling it, he, for the greater good of them, decided to go and have his team fill it. And it was actually a utility ditch that was supposed to be unfilled. But like a thinking person that understands how the city works, yes, every city is super slow sometimes with these things. But I don't know. It just seems like it should have maybe occurred to him that it was maybe a little more than a pothole.
Yeah, but
you know,
see,
or to ask
it was
somebody.
Sitting for a long time, and it wasn't like marked off, and it was really a problem in the road. I'm on his side on this, but I understand. You know, maybe it was this other thing where they just didn't, you know, they didn't deal with it properly. Hey,
I'm on his side too. But the thing is, if you live in the Northeast, if you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or somewhere like that, potholes sit for eternity. So that's why it doesn't seem so bizarre to me.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Hey, last thing, and I just thought this was a concerning and kind of, to me anyway, captivating story. Madison De La Garza, who, you know, folks who used to watch Desperate Housewives will remember that she was the older of the two Solis daughters. She was the one that, and they both of them were a little bit overweight, but she was kind of, being pudgy was part of her character and sort of the plot lines and some of the things in that. But it turns out that because she was young at that time, she was fat shamed and she, you know, starved herself and like all kinds of horrible peripheral problems that came about because of that character and that role, right?
This is horrific to me. Having girls, this is her, and just in general, this is horrific. She was 6 years old and on this show, and her character was heavier. And
it was Juanita, by the way. It was the little girl. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. She had access to the internet. The six-year-old was reading the comments on TMZ and other sites like that where people were fat-shaming her. And so, number one, that's horrific. Number two, why was she having access to things like that at age six? So she, by seven, she had an eating disorder. And, you know, you start something like that, whether you're young or older, that takes work to get a handle on, to recover from, to put your priorities straight, because it's always deeper than just the food issues.
Right.
You know, it just may have tapped into something that was already there in her. So this to me this is one of the most horrific things I've read all week. A six-year-old with the ability to read these things and understand that there's something she could do about it and to take that action and to maybe not have had people around her that picked up on it quick enough, too. It's just horrifying.
It is, and it's such a sobering reminder of all of the perils involved with child actors and actresses and the, you know, the attention, the fame, the infamy, the hate that they can get. All of it. It's very concerning. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, as always, a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Bye.
7:48 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And not showing a lot. We are watching one area. It's Lillian and 98 showing an accident. There was a roadblock earlier. Looks like it's moving now, just real, real slow. So certainly if you have a traffic tip, by all means, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got a home that you're trying to sell and if you've got a home that you're trying to sell or buy, you know, either way, you want a good realtor, right? They're not all equally capable. I don't love talking about things that way, but it's just true. You know, some are really fantastic. Christina Leavenworth, her team at Leavenworth Realty, they get the job done. And, you know, if you want to think about it sort of numerically, one of the things that's just true is there's about 3,000 agents listed, realtors here locally. Half of them did not sell a home so far this year. 1,600 of them, zero houses in the first quarter of 2023. That's because typically the majority of realtors will sell what? Two, one, no homes in a given year. That's very normal, okay? On the other hand, you have very high-performing realtors. There are 20 that have sold more than 20 so far, 7 that have sold more than 30, and Christina has sold 36 so far, and she's got 29 under contract, which is, you know, kind of amazing, really. Over 200 homes sold last year. So just when you're thinking about who's going to represent you, just ask yourself the question, you know, do you want the mechanic that works on several hundred cars a year or the mechanic that works on a car a year? You know, do you want the realtor who sells a couple hundred homes a year? Do you want the realtor who sells, you know, one or two a year. It just, you'd make the choice. Whatever your choice is, makes sense for you. You know, be an adult about it. But just, I recommend you include Christina Leavenworth on your list of realtors you talk to. 723-9158. 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing from our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Are there any questions from council for Mr. Milstead?
Yeah, I just got a question. Tim, is still going to be a McDonald's?
That's correct. We have plans in our possession for McDonald's at the corner of Cherry Laurel and Dogwood.
Okay. 24/7, do we know?
We do not know the hour specifically. That has not been yet determined yet.
So kind of a cool thing. They've been working on this project for a while and making changes to the development orders and an amendment to this is the stucco wall, if you remember, the great stucco controversy of 2023. That's what this one was all about. Across from the Publix on Dogwood. And, you know, just when you think you can predict all the possible range of concerns, objections, or questions that somebody might have about a project like a McDonald's, well, you have not seen all of them, and you may not have watched all of the Milton City Council meetings.
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard a lot of rumors about McDonald's themselves are laying off a lot of people, and they're going robotic. Is our new McDonald's going to be a robotic McDonald's? I mean, since they're firing people and stuff, I'd like to know.
I mean, what can you say?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You just, you never know. You never know.
It's
Mayor,
hard enough to get extra Mac sauce on the app.
Exactly, right? And, you know, good Lord, what are they doing at that McDonald's?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure if we have the answer because we don't even know who the franchise. We don't even know if there's a final franchise agreement on this yet. Is there any information about the McDonald's owner and what his or her plans are for staffing?
For staffing. So the representative who was there, I forget her name. I'm sorry, I would tell you who it is. Anyway, she says, well,
as far as robots, I will find out. But it's my understanding through my conversations with McDonald's this past week that the layoffs were not. There were some layoffs as far as staffing goes, but they were more in the corporate portion of the operations than labor.
So she didn't know the answer, which leaves us all with the question of, will the robots be cooperative robots?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Will they be difficult robots? Will they take over the town? Who knows? But I swear I'm not kidding at all. Give her about 10 minutes and she came back with an answer.
Sorry, I did get a very quick response and wanted to let you know that the employee total should be 85 with approximately 15 to 20 per shift.
Of human beings.
That would be a lot of robots.
Of human beings. That's Mayor Lindsay again asking the question. I love it. And then later on, they're having a little bit of challenge with their technology on their tablets that they vote on.
I think it's the network.
Yeah, Windows to them.
I would just like to recognize the human beings who work for the city of Milton who are far superior to the electronic.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was just, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of the Milton City Council. And you might even get, you know, the beginning of a national movement to push back against the robot dominion. Oh, man. 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, bewildered. I'm Andrew McKay. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
It's brought to you by the Big Robot Lobby. Big Robot. Not really. Scenic is slow. And Josh, thank you for texting this in. It's backed up due to lane closure about a half mile from the Highway 90 intersection. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dependable.
Nice. Can we get a robot in here to do that?
Yeah, right? I mean,
hey, that would be
we joke about the AI taking our jobs. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you'll ask, do you like your job? I have never had so much fun in my whole life. We enjoy our jobs. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The 21-year-old man accused of leaking Pentagon documents set to appear in court today in Boston. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was arrested yesterday, and the documents allegedly including sensitive information about Ukraine and other U.S. allies. Vice President Kamala Harris in New York today. She's going to be the keynote speaker at the National Action Network Convention, the annual multi-day convention in Manhattan aimed at discussing and addressing issues impacting Black Americans and the civil rights movement. She's one of a handful of Biden administration members that'll be speaking there. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot up to $476 million. The cash option, $256 million, and there's no chance of winning, but I'm still going to try.
All right. Well, you know it's good to have. It's good to understand your own odds. It's good to understand your own odds. Thanks so much, David. What was the very first story you did? Because I didn't want to interrupt you. What was
The 21-year-old man, the Air National Guardsman accused of the
document.
So this is, David, thanks so much for the, okay, number one. Why did he have access to this at his level of the military? That's the first question. And which general needs to be fired? I mean, honestly, to have this poor a control over that kind of information is crazy. And then second of all,
it was on Discord, too, wasn't
it? It was on Discord. He is a 21-year-old kid trying to look cool to his buddies on Discord, a social media platform that gamers and other and young kids use all the time. Look, he's not some, you know, malicious, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to go to jail, okay? We go to his house with the, like, army worked up all in their tactical gear to arrest this kid in his sweat shorts and his T-shirt. They're sitting on his back porch while the TV helicopter looks down on him reading a piece of paper. I mean, this is insane. I understand you got to prepare for any possibility, but are we going to have a perp walk for the, you know, whoever his superior officer was who gave him access to these? There's no way he should have had access to this stuff. And again, I'm not saying he didn't break the law, but this is like, look at the shiny, atrocious thing over here when the real issue is, you know, the information that was leaked itself and then all of the other, you know, authority and how we're handling classified information. I mean, was there a Corvette next to the box?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.